before Red Bull KTM. What a day, what a performance for you, especially after qualifying yesterday. You made it look hard work in that short 25-minute sprint, but two wins out of two today doesn't get much better than that. I think you led pretty much every single lap of both races. How was your experience riding here at Glen Helen at the Monster Energy MXGP of the USA?
The MXGP series was awesome. I thought it was, I liked the way it was ran and everything with the schedule, and having the two-day thing was cool, and just kind of have more time to relax. And then the track was awesome, and yeah, I led quite a bit of laps, and to go 1-1 on the day, I really can't complain. And qualifying was a little rough yesterday, but there's a couple other people who just told me to kind of save my energy, and I just try to do that and just have fun. It was a cool event.
Looked like the bikes were hooking up pretty good out of the start. Both of you guys were, you know, right up front, grabbing hole shots or close to grabbing hole shots. You know, the guys are working very, very hard for you, for you guys at KTM. So overall, though, the performance from you, fitness level is no problem at all. But riding with these guys, Tim Geiser, Valentin Guillo, did you get to spend much time with them, talking to them, that kind of thing, talking about Europe and what they do in their everyday lives, or has it just been business as usual for you guys?
I haven't really talked to them too much about it, but I talked to Rattray quite a bit, and just kind of how the whole thing works out. And it'd be cool to go over to Europe and maybe race a couple rounds and just kind of see what it's like. Completely different racing, different atmosphere, everything like that. But yeah, KTM has been working really hard, and our bikes are awesome, and I really can't complain. We were pretty good off the gate today, and we're top five, I think, both motos in start.
If you're, do you watch MXGP, MX2 when you get opportunities?
Honestly, I don't really like watching motocross races that much. I like watching motocross movies, but even outdoors that I race, I usually don't even watch them.
So coming into this then, you didn't have any idea really who the favorites were, that kind of thing, and maybe what to expect. So if I was to ask you if you had a goal before the start of the weekend, did you achieve it or did you surpass that?
I feel like I surpassed it. I really didn't know where I was going to stand. I didn't know who the favorites were. I knew a couple of the guys that I watched previously, but honestly, I had no clue, and I was just coming in here to, try to win.
Any questions for Jesse?
You mentioned you liked it so much, Jesse. Are you going to come and do some more, or are you contracted for the U.S. for next year already?
Yeah, I'm contracted for the U.S., but you never know. Things could change, and I thought it was a cool event. It was cool. It was fun.
Any more questions for Jesse? All right, Jesse Nelson, congratulations on your Troy Lee Designs Lucas Oil Red Bull KTM.
Thank you.
Second overall, Shane McElrath, your teammate. You won the qualifying race yesterday, so got off to a great start. But, to finish second overall with a third and a second, and as I said a moment ago, your bikes were hooking up coming out of the starts. Again, how was your weekend, your feeling of the Grand Prix, the schedules, that kind of thing, and also the guys you raced against?
Yeah, yesterday started out really good. I was pretty pumped on it, but I knew today was what was the important race. So today just really focused on my starts, and we cleaned those up pretty good. But first moto, we just had a little bike problem that we took care of for the second moto. But just a lot of fun to get out and race with all the guys from overseas. I mean, this was a first for a lot of the Americans, and to get to just see how the race operates, how long it lasts too over the weekend, it's quite a bit different from us, but it both has its perks. So it was just a cool race, fun event, and props to those guys for going 18 rounds.
Because it is tough, each Grand Prix for these guys when we are based in Europe, 5 days, most guys arrive Thursday, leave on a Monday, and obviously we had Mexico last week at Lyon, so the guys have stayed out, they go to France next week, so 3 weeks on the road. It's quite a tough circuit for them to end the season, but overall though, happy with your performance, and would you do the GP again when we come back next year?
Yeah, I would love to do it again, or any other GP that we get the opportunity to do, and didn't really know how everything was going to play out. Like, I'm good friends with Covington, so I keep up with him quite a bit. But beyond that, I don't know much about anything in this circuit. So it was cool to just be involved in it and have to change our normal routine that we're used to and just try and make it work.
Any questions for Shane? Shane, you said they both have their perks. If there was one thing from this series that you wish the other guys would do
anything that comes to mind right away?
Somebody asked me how it was being spread out, and it's kind of like I kind of referenced to drag racing, how you kind of just go and then you wait a little bit, you go and then wait a little bit, but we go for a lot longer. But I mean, it could play in favor of both roles. I mean, like it may give you time to overthink things or either clean stuff up. So the time to rest in between when you're out on the track, it's pretty good in most cases, but it can also come back to bite you.
Any more questions for Shane? All right. Congratulations, Shane McElrath. Second overall, Troy Lee Designs, Lucas Oil, Red Bull, KTM. Valentin Guillo, third overall, standing construct, Yamaha, Yamalube. What a great way for you to finish the season. Third overall, once again, just missed out on third in the championship, though, to Max Anstey. But generally, happy with your performance here this weekend?
Yeah, you know, I said that the last races from this season, I had really bad luck. I don't believe in bad luck, but I didn't understand why I had so much crash, like at the start, or rider jump on me, but it's part of racing. And I said that I really want to finish for my last MX2 races on the podium, and it's what I did, and it was really awesome to ride here.
In terms of the season itself, 3 Grand Prix victories, 6 podium visits, so, you know, pretty good in that respect. But are you, I don't know, a little bit disappointed with how the second half turned out? Because you and Tim and Paul and Max, 4 guys potentially could have gone for the championship. But as you say, a little bit of bad luck. Maybe what, starting in Lommel, maybe before that?
Yeah, you know, from after Lockett, I did everything professional, like my life, to eat, to food, sleeping early. And I really want to do the best, and I didn't understand why I had so much crash and stuff like this. But yeah, it's like this. I'm a bit disappointed. I would like finish on the podium, but you know, I think it's really nice because we start from nothing with the Yamaha. We didn't have experience with it, and I think that we show that the Yamaha 250 is again one of the best bike. My team did a great job all the year. We keep working really hard. At the beginning, I was not feeling so good on the race bike, but from Spain, we finally find the good setup for me. And yeah, 3 GP race win. It's really my best result ever. 6 podium. It's really awesome. Finish 4th of the championship. It's like a dream came true. I'm the best rider from Switzerland who do that, so it's really, really good. And yeah, I really want to thank the team Standing Construct Yamaha. They are always here for me, and it was really good to work with him with them this year. And all my sponsors, you know, everyone who are here for me, and also, you know, all the guys who are here for me when I had bad result, because when you have good result, it's okay, everyone is happy. But when you have bad result, you are complete in the bottom. And yeah, I really want to thank the people who were there for me to push me back.
So what you're saying then, the approach for next year, going into MXGP, become unprofessional, party every night, eat junk food to get the results back on track?
Yeah, I don't know. I already we're going to see the next weekend on 450 for the MX of Nation. I'm going to ride in MXGP. So yeah, we will see. And then I hope I'm going to be, you know, maybe one of my... thing I didn't manage so well this year, it was my head. Sometimes I was not on the bike and make bad races, but yeah, I have to work on that, and yeah, we will see next year, just trying to do my best. And I really want to thank my family, my trainer Yves de Maria, who is always here for me. He's the guy who took the risk to train one guy who was not a professional in 2013 and make a champion like in 2013 and great result like this. And yeah, also I want to congratulate team. I make a great season. We had some great fight like in Lockett. Always respect. It was really nice to fight with him.
Okay, any questions for Valentin?
Valentino, Romain mentioned that the high speeds here at Glen Helen on the 450 were very noticeable. I'm wondering if you noticed those on the 250 as well and how you cope with that during the day.
Yeah, you know, we are not used to have a fast track like this on so long. In Europe, it's more tight, the track, but you know, it's really nice to race out there. It was awesome. I would have a better start to try to fight with the American guys, but yeah, we had some good race. We know that with the Yamaha, we didn't had the best bike to start in front. We didn't find a solution to make great start, but I was always starting around 15th position and come back in front, and but the guys were already gone. But yeah, it was really nice to ride on this track. You know, I've been in 2011 riding out there, and they make dangerous jump, and it was really complicated. But this year they make a really great track, not too dangerous, and it was really nice. I really enjoyed that weekend.
Any more questions for Valentin? Alright, congratulations Valentin Gio, standing contract Yamaha Yamalube, third overall this weekend and fourth in the FIM MX2 Motocross World Championship. Fourth overall this weekend, riding the Honda Garibaldi with a fourth place in the second race. That gave him enough points to secure the 2015 FIM MX2 Motocross World Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Geiser.
Thank you.
Tim, congratulations. Coming into this, you were 125 European and FIM Junior World Champion. You tried your hand at European 250, and it doesn't seem like 5 minutes ago that you were there, but here you are in MX2, and finally a dream come true. You are a world champion. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels just amazing. You know, this season was pretty tough. You know, beginning was tough. We have many problems with Thailand. We have with the heat also already in the first round in Qatar. I was late on the practicing, but anyway, you know, it was season. It was many downs and ups, but anyway, on the end, went really good, and I'm just really, really happy, and just want to say thank you to all my team. You know, all that guys over there, and Giacomo, Roach, Tom, everybody, my family, especially my dad, my brother, my mom, sisters, everybody. You know, without these guys, I think I will not be here, and I'm just so thankful for everything.
When you took your first race win and overall Grand Prix victory in Trentino, what, round five, round four of the championship, did you ever possibly think it would end like this, winning the world championship at the final round in Glen Helen?
Actually, we didn't expect that, because, like I said, beginning was rough. Then we came in Europe, I win my GP. And a week after, I have one of the worst GPs. You know, I was flying, swimming, everything. So it was tough, you know. But yeah, you know, on the end, everything went really good. Also in the England, I have, you know, when I crashed in the warm-up, and they didn't allow me to race both races because of concussion. It was tough, you know, to watch these guys racing, and I was on the pit lane. But anyway, you know, the season was pretty long, 18 races, and we all make mistakes, you know. I make a lot, you know. Fourth time I didn't finish the heat, and you know, it was tough. But anyway, on the end, everything went really good, and I'm so happy.
Obviously, the championship came down to you and Paul's Jonas. It got close after Leon in the first race, didn't it? When the gap was just 4 points, but he had his spectacular crash in the second race, gave you a little bit of breathing space coming in here to the USA. What were your thoughts going into the first race of the weekend today?
Yeah, actually, in Mexico, we were struggling with the setting for the bike. You know, also from the start was not really good. But anyway, we managed to take two solid races, fifth and second. So I think the gap was 18 points. Was pretty good gap for last GP. And I think I did pretty good over here. You know, I was not thinking about the championship, because you know it can go worse, but it was great. Also, we have two solid races over here, sixth and fourth, so pretty happy with that, and really looking forward to come back to Glen Helen next year.
When you were riding around the last few laps, you knew you were ahead of Paul's Jonas. When did you start thinking about the championship? When did you start thinking, okay, this is real, just keeping on two wheels, not make any mistakes? Was it from the very first lap, or was it maybe two or three laps to go?
Actually, it was, from beginning. I saw that, Paul was not in front of me, he was behind me. And then, the last couple of laps, I saw in the pit lane, my mechanics, everybody was there, and they was just going nuts, and just amazing, the feeling, and the final lap. When I came in the finish, I just said, the dreams came true, and just amazing.
Questions for Paul?
Tim.
Tim. My mistake.
Yeah, I would just want to say that, that championship, it's for my brother. Because of him, I wear my my number 243. He was born in 24th March. So because of him, I wear that number, and it means a lot to me. And for everything, everybody helps me and make for me, I'm just so thankful for everything. And thank you very much.
So Tim, you seemed pretty loose after picking up the 4 points in the first moto, and you looked like you were having an awful lot of fun in that berm in the back there, that high left-hander. You were one of the only guys who was going up there and really railing that hard. What other parts of the track did you like? Did you find Glen Helen to your liking?
Actually, I really like the track. It's actually first time that I'm here in US, never been before. The track is just amazing, We are not used to race like, on the tracks like that, huge hills, huge jumps, like Valentin say, in Europe is more tight, everything, but it was just great experience, and like I said, I'm really looking forward to came here again.
Any more questions, Tim? All right, that concludes our press conference here today for the MX2 Monster Energy MXGP of the USA. Please, guys, if you can stand up for our journalist for a quick photo opportunity, as you are. Jesse Nelson, Troy Lee Designs, Lucas Oil, Red Bull KTM, also winning the Marty Motes Cup as top American rider this weekend. His teammate, Shane McElrath, second overall.